systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt. I fucking hate you. I hate you so bad sometimes.
I have to. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I wish the doctor would have just been like, "And what's this? Snip. Oh, dear. Well, call it time of death. 3:48.
My name's Danny, and you know what? You'd have been so fucking sad, you'd have cried your eyeballs out.
Till I got a check for life insurance, they would have been like, "I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I don't have any beneficiaries.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Here's this." I would have been like, "Oh, it's a small amount compared to all of the suffering I will endure, but that is a good start." And then I would cry a tear.
You know, I don't have any beneficiaries.
I'm your beneficiary. Shut up.
No, you're not.
They would have been like, "Who did she live with? Oh, this kid must be your boyfriend. Cut him a check."
Yeah, no.
Cut him a check.
Yeah, no.
Show me the
money. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, God. Thank you guys so much. This is episode number 266, the Monday Night Show. This is Monday Fun Day. I learned that at work today.
That's the lamest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you just don't know how to have a Monday fun day then, do you?
Not when I have to go to my fucking post ops. I'm good, dude.
If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit and I'll read it. Or you can give us a call, 462-044-687, or Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word.
Yay.
So, you went to your post op today.
Uh-huh.
I went to work today.
Yep.
About an hour late. No, I was like half hour
late.
Yeah,
I know, because they called you this morning. You're like, I'm awake. They called you like right at 8 o'clock.
It was Ryan. He's like, "Hey, are you on your way?" I'm like, I'm getting up. He's like, "Oh, never mind." I'm like, "What? I'm up. What?" He's like, "Oh, I was going to ask you to come pick me up." Yeah. Thanks for waking me up, though.
I was wondering, though, because I was like, his bosses don't ever usually call until about 20 after 8.
Yeah,
know?
If they even do. I think they've given up on that. But
I didn't even hear
weird.
Your alarm go off this morning.
I did, kind of. But it's weird because we got, you know, we gained an hour of sleep, so they say. And you would have thought that I'd be up, you know, at like 7:30 if I was going to be late, because then that would have been 8:30 right time. But I was up at like 8, which would have been
you're supposed to
which
be there.
Would have been 9 o'clock if the clocks didn't change. So that was pretty sweet. So, yeah, how did that go? Did you tell him about all the weird phantom pains in your ovary that's missing that you're feeling?
Yeah.
Did he tell you that that's normal, that people that lose limbs get phantom pains in that, and it's the same when a female loses an ovary, she'll feel it? What they have to do is actually make you lie down on your side and cut you open, and they put a mirror there, so it looks to you like you have both ovaries, but it's really just the one ovary. That's what they do with people that lose limbs.
Are you serious?
They make them lay down on their side and they'll put a mirror there, and just the brain seeing that it looks like you have your arm there makes the phantom pains go away. And they had really good success rates
for
doing that.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, no, for reals. People that lost legs and arms that have that phantom limb pain, you know what that is, right? That
yeah.
They'll feel like the arm is still there and that it hurts even though it's not there. It's the neurons not completely syncing that, like, "Oh, wow, I'm actually missing this arm. There's actually no neurons there," but
right.
The brain still thinks it's a whole working body. So they lay you down on your side, whichever side is missing the or has the good arm, put a mirror there, and you lay there for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, and it makes your brain go back in sync thinking that your arm is there and everything's fine with it because it sees it all normal and shit. It's really interesting study. If
That's
you look
weird.
It up, I think it's phantom pain therapy or something. So they didn't do that? Sorry.
No, they
what are we doing?
Didn't cut me open and stick a mirror in
okay.
my guts.
Right.
They
should have.
He told me that he thought I had a bladder infection because it hurts when I pee, you know? And I'm like, "Dude, I don't have a bladder infection. I've had a lot of those. I know what those are.
Uh-huh.
This doesn't feel like that." And he's like, "Well, let's test you anyway." So I piss in a cup, which I love doing, let me tell you, because I miss the cup every time. And what are you doing?
Huh?
Are you playing your fucking DS?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we doing something?
Matt!
Annoying, isn't it?
I didn't do anything like that.
I know. I'm just... Now, think about it if you want to. Oh, thanks, Windows. Is now time for updates to be installed?
Yes, because you're playing with your DS.
Appreciate that.
Fuck.
Didn't I just install updates right before we started? Windows, you have the worst timing ever.
Are you done with your DS now?
Yes.
And your updates?
That was for you, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I pissed in a cup and on my hand. And
did you ask him which one he wanted?
That's gross.
Like, I brought a little in here for... Oh, you want it all in the cup? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bitch. I'm sorry.
But they tested it. They're like, oh, you don't have a bladder infection. I'm like, oh, really? Because I just fucking told you that.
Would you know, though, if you did?
Yes, you would. It feels
the same way.
Different.
The same way you knew you had a tumor and not a cyst. That was low, you son of a bitch.
I knew I had a growth, you douchebag. No, having a bladder infection hurts different.
Like, I've never had one, so I don't know.
It burns when you pee, like, at, like, the site where you're peeing.
Like chlamydia. I've never had
one,
but that's what I've been told.
It burns when you pee, that's all I know. And then, but this doesn't like that. It hurts on the inside when I pee.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, you could feel your bladder get
it's
empty.
It's not on your dick hole. It's actually inside
the
urethra.
Oh, my God.
The urethra Franklin.
Oh, my God. But so I don't have a bladder infection. He said it could just be from the hole that he put in it or whatever.
It could be that big, giant hole we stapled shut in your bladder, you know.
It wasn't stapled shut.
Right. That we sutured
shut.
And that's what I told you it might have been, that when you're peeing... If you have sutures in and it's full, it's okay. But once it shrinks up, if
there
some of those
any sutures anymore,
did they all dissolve?
Yeah,
for sure.
The sutures aren't there anymore.
Maybe it's the scar tissue.
I don't know.
That's weird.
But besides that, he told me that, you know, everything looks like it's healing fine and stuff. You know, it's just going to be a little tender for a while.
He well, yeah, like, dude. And I told you that. You're like expecting a week later to be like, all right, I'm all done recovering now. Like, no,
that's
dude.
That's what I thought, dude.
You're
going to
have. Oh, excuse my disgusting face. You're going to have pain like that for a while. You had some invasive shit done to you.
Burger says the hole with the blue dye. He knows.
Really?
He knows. I showed him on live video today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they filled my bladder up with water and then stuck a cam in it and then gave me blue dye. So there's two holes in your...
Better than blue balls, huh? Ah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. There's two holes in your bladder that shoot out urine that come from... you know, each kidney. So one's on the left, one's on the right.
Right.
Right. Well, he filled up, he gave me some blue dye. And so you can see it shooting out clear stuff for a little bit. And you see it shoot just blue shit. It's like this awesome blue dye. He's
that's
like,
crazy.
I did that for you. I was like, cool, that's so awesome. So I got to watch
and
my
then
blood.
He's like, and you see that spot right there? That says my name. I also did that for you.
That'd be so cool. Right? Sign your name on these.
He signed, this was my work. And over here, this is where I let the nurse take over.
That's so awesome.
You see, my work is much nicer and neater than hers is. But she's still learning. It's okay. You
he
might
did
have
a really
little,
good job, though.
You like, might have a little pain in the area she worked on. But no big deal. We got pills for that.
But he said that, you know, it's just going to take a while. He wanted me to take 2 weeks off of work, but I was like, no, I need to go back to work.
Yes,
so.
She does. So you, they gave you the video and everything?
Yes.
And how did that come out? You watched
awesome.
Some of it?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All can you see it really well? Like,
yeah.
Is it going to be good for McNally to edit with the videos
we took?
It's not
very long because he didn't videotape the whole thing.
And most of it's going to be the days after, you know, beforehand, us driving there when I was filming that, and then when we got there, and then you before going in, and then we'll cut to the surgery. I mean, McNally's going to do all this, but he'll cut to the surgery, and then you coming out, and the videos after that, and then probably the naked one of you running around when I was filming.
Yeah, no.
And maybe a little air guitar special for the credits for y'all.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, we got all the video. I think after tonight's show, I'll make the torrents, get that stuff sent over to McNally, because we're done, right?
Pretty much,
you're pretty much healed, and anything that happens while he's making it, we can film and send real quick. And Berger says, is it HD? Yes. Well, I don't know about the cyst stuff. Everything we recorded for the documentary is all in HD. So I don't know their MPEG files. I'm not sure what the resolution is, but McNally's amazing with it, so he'll do a good job with that.
MVS says this video is going to be 100 times better than that awful Mike the Branding audio show McNally did.
Well,
I thought that was really good.
It was good, but a lot of people don't like Mike the Intern as is, just because of how he acts, the way he responds to things. No one gets his humor. I don't think he gets his humor half of the time. He's just kind of condescending, kind of a one-upper, kind of just awkward, you know? So it's going to definitely be different. I mean, a Branding is a little different than I'm having surgery.
I thought it looked really cool. Like,
but
what I did with it was great.
He put it together great. I think what MDS is talking about is that Mike, the intern, is just annoying to begin with.
Oh.
So watching a video of him, you're listening to him talk, and you're like,
well,
I don't know exactly who he is.
So.
Annoying. We met him at New York.
I think
he's okay. I didn't like him at first, but when I met him, he seemed cool. We gave him a Jam Hole shirt, and he was rocking it, so that was cool. But, yeah, I don't know. He's different.
I don't know. I didn't really know him or anything, so when I watched the video, I enjoyed it. But, I don't know. Anyway, my doctor said that, you know, he told me at the least to take a week off of work still, so I go back on Monday, which is cool, and got some more drugs. He gave me Lortabs and Lorazepam.
Same thing you've been on.
Yeah, but he gave me the Lorazepam again, though, because those, you know.
Oh, right, because the time you had me go fill your prescription, that wasn't part of it. It was just the Lortabs.
Yeah.
So this is a both, uh-huh. full prescription of both.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so I got those, and he pushed on my guts, and I screamed.
Did he really? Was he like, now this is going to hurt?
No, he's like, let's check your abdomen. I'm like,
what's
okay.
That? Huh! Yes! Fuck!
Like, he pushed Warner down
brother.
On him, I'm like, ow, ow. He's like, wow, you have a low tolerance for pain. I'm like, uh-huh.
Wow, you're a huge pussy.
Yeah, I kind of am. When it comes to, like, you know, pain in my gut.
Well, yeah, and that's something you've been dealing with for a while now, obviously since I met you, but... Excuse my face, but you've been dealing with it before that, because before I met you, you had said something about you just got out of... another surgery operation, didn't you?
No, this was my first surgery.
What did you do before I met you? You said you had some stuff done, and you thought that you were all good. You had missed work for a while.
I was, because I had been taking a bunch of Lialda for inflammatory intestinal disease.
That's what it was, right.
Yeah.
They didn't operate, though?
No.
Thought you said they went
they
inside.
They did a colonoscopy.
Maybe that's what it was.
But I did that when I was with you.
Right, but you had done something before you were with me that you said you were in the hospital for, like, a while, and you missed a bunch of work, and you thought you were all better, and that's why you didn't tell me you had problems, remember? Good, take more pills, good. So.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Well,
I remember being
remember
in the hospital and stuff, and that's when they actually initially found the cyst, and I just blew it off because it's just a little cyst. People get cysts on their ovaries all the time, and they
right.
go down.
So what did you find out about it? Did they obviously sent the tumor away and got tests done and everything, right?
MDS says she did cocaine before she met you.
Oh,
that
right.
True.
That's what it was. Thank you.
Yeah,
I
missed a lot of work because of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
good.
No, I love working on cocaine. But the toxicology report or whatever for...
Tox panel came back negative, Ghostwriter. Oh, goodness gracious.
What is that report called when they send... like
a tox screen.
Is it a tox screen?
That's when they do an autopsy and they want to see if she was poisoned or had any drugs in their system. A tox panel. What are you talking about?
When they sent the tumor out to get it tested, he called it something ecology report. It sounded like toxicology.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They could see what toxins the tumor was made up of.
Yeah, that's
what
I was thinking
of. Okay, yeah.
But
let's go with that one.
Okay.
Fuck.
So he brings that up, and he's like, you know, I thought it could either be one of these two types of things, and I don't remember the fucking words.
Fantastic. Will that be in the video?
No.
MDS says an oncology report?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Nice one.
Yay. Anyway, but, no, I can call him and ask him and get the actual, like, name of what it is, but it's something weird. It's like... I don't fucking
okay.
know. Whatever. But, like, it's, like, three different words.
Okay.
You know? And,
and that's what the tumor was?
Yeah.
So it wasn't cancerous.
No, it wasn't cancerous, but I did find out that it was the type of tumor that you see on, like, Guinness Book of World Records and shit. Like,
really?
That kind of fucking tumor that if it goes untreated, you know, like, those psycho fucking, religious nuts that are like, I can't go to the doctor. That's
right,
disgusting.
Right.
Remember that one lady that went in? She's like 110 pounds, but she's got this, like, 300-pound tumor on her?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Oh, they just keep growing and growing. There's no limit.
They never stop.
Right.
It's one of those tumors.
So you're saying we could have been in Guinness?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Kidding me?
Our one chance, damn it.
Yeah, so it was one of those huge cysts, or not cysts, tumors that just keeps growing and growing and growing. It wasn't the type that have weird, like, teeth and stuff in it, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those, but...
So Paul was just a normal, run-of-the-mill, exponentially growing tumor.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And it's pretty cool. The video's super cool. Like, it came out really clear, and, like, he kind of gives me, like, a tour of my lower abdomen.
You can tell he was, like, showing off for the camera.
Well,
he goes
in and checks everything before he does anything,
you know?
Like, checking stuff. He found the tube that goes from my fucking kidneys to my bladder.
Explain the scene where he's in there juggling scalpels, bouncing them off your exposed stomach. He was showing off for the camera.
He didn't do that.
I saw it.
You didn't even look at it yet because you're too much of a bitch.
Because I don't want to see that shit. I have to get my dick hard enough to fuck you.
MDS begged me to show it to him.
Well, they're not having to maintain blood flow to the penile area to
you
have
don't need
sex
that.
With
cool.
you.
It's cool.
It's fine.
But, so he, like, gives me, like, a tour, you know, like, he goes through the belly button, and he gets the cam, and then you see, like, the other thing poke through on my left side, you know, and I'm like, ah!
Do you think McNally could put in, like, some War of the Worlds music where the monsters
know,
are
like,
running through?
But, like, you see from the inside something poking, you know, and then, like, you see him push down harder and harder, and it finally pops through.
MDS says, and here's your ovary over here, here's your bladder, and here, this is Matt's splooge. That's awesome.
No, that's not awesome.
No.
But, he told me in the...
Quit picking your nose.
I can't help it. It itches right now.
Jesus. Glad we do a video podcast.
I know, right? But he told me that we were going through the video together, and he's like, now this is weird to me, and I'm like, what? And he goes, watch how much it takes me to push through your fucking abdomen. And I'm like, what's weird about
okay.
that? You know?
I
like,
got a thick belly button. You want to make something of it?
No, it wasn't my belly button. It was my sides, you know, like on the sides and stuff. And then in the lower incision or whatever, like they were really tough to get through. And he's like, you know, usually with other people, that's a lot easier to go through. He's like,
right.
He asked me if I like, you know, go jogging or like do sit-ups and stuff. I'm like, no.
Like the same way he's like, boy, you're not a smoker, are you? You know?
Yeah. No, but he was surprised that the tissue, my under layer of tissue was that thick. Like it was really hard to get through. And he says, that's really healthy. He's like, that's really good, you know?
Well, that's good. I mean, at least some part of you is healthy. You got good lungs and a good abdominal cavity.
Yeah. It was cool.
Everything
though,
else,
like,
not so much.
So he got that one in, and he's got the cam in, you know, and he starts poking around a little bit. And then I guess he shoved something up my crotch that I did not know.
His penis?
No. No, he goes, no, this is the uterus. So, like, the uterus moves, and I'm like, ah!
Like, I'm sorry, I didn't see in the credits that my uterus was making an appearance here.
I had no idea, whatever. And, like, he said, you know, I inserted this through the cervix,
through
whatever,
your twat
into
hole.
The... Well, no, he went past the vagina through the cervix and into my fucking uterus,
it's
which
I like
I'm surprised
call...
I did not notice later on, because that is some shit.
It's what I like to call a shortcut.
That's not a
just
shortcut.
Totally
that's a long way around.
Oh, is it? Take the long way home.
But that's going through. That's like my uterus, or not my uterus, my cervix. There's a pinhole.
Did
in
you
there.
See?
That's like your pee hole.
Did
so
you
they
see?
They just shove a cam up my pee hole, basically.
Nice. Did you see your duodenum?
No.
Or your squiddly spooge?
I saw my squiddly spooge. This is this little white,
nice,
gooshy thing.
Nice.
Underneath my liver.
Fuck yeah.
Actually,
that's
sorry.
Key to neuron development. I don't know if you
actually,
know
actually, sorry,
or not.
That's my gallbladder. Anyway, but, like, he moves my uterus or whatever, and, like, he pushes a bunch of guts down, and then he fills me up with air, and, like, you can see, like, my uterus, and on the left side you can see my big ass tumor thing that's the same size as the uterus.
Right, just chilling.
Just
like
chilling.
With a sign, will work for food. Just
right.
Chilling.
It was creepy. And then on the right side, you know, that my right ovary and right tube and stuff looked all cool or whatever. It was fine. And then he switches it around to show me like the tube that runs from like my
okay.
Kidney to my bladder for
right,
urine.
Right.
Show me that, and then he showed me my liver and my gallbladder and my appendix and my guts.
Doug says, "Did she just say you can see her big ass?" Yes, you did.
What?
I'm sorry. I got that. Very nice, Doug. Very
when
nice.
When did I say that?
Well, nothing. Just don't worry about it.
I'm a little angry now.
When we play back the show, I'll point it out to you. It's really stupid, but I enjoyed that.
This
Thank
is
you.
Stupid. I hate you.
Okay.
But he showed me all that stuff, and it was pretty cool. And he's, like, talking to me through the video, which is really
right,
neat.
Right. I forgot. That's what MDS mentioned. He said he is talking to Danny in the future. It's way cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. He's like...
Well, I'm excited. I'm not going to watch it now. I want to wait to see what McNally does with it. And then if it
you
makes...
You should watch the original. Like,
now, if it makes me curious, I will watch the original. I'm not into that.
But you should
that.
At least watch the parts with audio, because that's pretty cool. Like, well, where he gives you the tour of what's
I'll,
in there.
I'll see it.
You don't have to watch him cutting out shit.
That's fine. I'm yeah. good.
But, like, he shows me, like, the endometriosis or whatever that he had to take out. And it just looks like permanent marker, like... spots.
Really?
I mean.
See, I envisioned endometriosis looking like cockle burrs. Those things you get on your shoes when you walk through a field
or something.
That's
what I was thinking of. That's like little just, fuzzy things.
The way you described the pain and everything, it sounded to me like it should look like a little small prickly thing that just attached itself, you know, all over the inside of you. So that's
right.
What I thought it looked like. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but like it's just, it's flaccid on...
It's
the
just
tissue.
Little spots of abnormal tissue growth, yeah. And it flakes off and whatnot, and it's rotten, basically, right? It's just rotting tissue?
No, it's
tissue,
not rotting.
Or is it alive still? It's just
yes.
abnormal?
All it is tissue from your uterus growing in other places besides the uterus. So it's not dead, and did you drop something?
I'm good. Drop my pen. Excuse your face.
Yeah.
Your big-ass face.
I'm going to kill you. But,
Sorry.
It's just...
My big-ass cat's taking a big-ass nap. Sorry. That was funny. He was like... Never mind.
Anyway.
So did you see... Moving on. I'm
so
glad
you're
better. So
my shit's fixed, and I can't wait to get the video posted.
That's right. And we're gonna
the
send
only
that...
two people that have actually seen it besides myself... is MDS and Burger.
Okay, well, let's not show anybody else that. I mean, I don't think we're going to sell this. I mean, if you guys want thejamhole.com/250, we are selling the video from our first live audience show. But I think this one we're just going to give away for free just so you guys, because it's a documentary. We want people to see it and learn
yeah.
from it more than we want to make $5 off it.
But you can definitely go and donate.
But yeah, definitely. We need the donations, and we got the store at thejamhole.com/store. You can check out all our stuff. We'll be adding some new merchandise to that pretty soon. But so I wanted to mention, you know how I had mentioned on Friday's show about how the one of the Planned Parenthood places were closing down because they couldn't, and how that the 40 Days for Life people better not take credit for that, because I read the article and it was about the economy. I think I linked to the article I was talking about in the show notes on thejamhole.com. Well, through our thoughts, me and you, focused on how retarded those people are and that they should leave and everything, I think it worked because they were not on the corner today.
Oh, no?
I think we win. I've made them move with my mind bullets. Don't test me.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so that's good. I'm glad. I fucking hate... And I don't even know why. I don't have kids. I don't care. I mean, I care about overpopulation and stuff, and you guys should, for reals, like, slow down on popping out the twat turds. But, like, I don't... It doesn't... It shouldn't bother me that these people are standing out there protesting it. Yet, every time I drive by it,
like,
I just feel this rage, like, bubbles up inside of me. And it makes me want to flip them the bird and throw rocks at them. And I can't because I'm always in the work truck and shit. And
We drove by my car. You're like, it's not working.
Yeah, it's so stupid. But I get so mad about that shit. So I'm glad they're gone for a while, because every time I go by there, like, I get a little bit closer to wanting
so
to yell
that,
something
like,
out.
No, we were
in
my
them.
Car. I just saw it. You're like, yes, I'm not in the work truck. I can do
fuck
shit.
Fuck y'all. It ain't working. Ah, I hate you. Just pissed. I hate them.
It's awesome.
So we finally, like I said, on the jamhole.com/YouTube, I finally did something with that anti-vax footage from the anti-vaccine rally. If you go to the jamhole.com/YouTube or the jamhole.com/forums, you'll see the anti-vaccine rally video. It's not that much of like them talking or anything, because no one would let us interview them with the camera. So it's me pretending to be a retarded news guy, like with a fake mic and shit. Couple people thought the mic was real.
I know.
One person on the jamhole.com/Facebook was like, your mic's not plugged in. Ugh, thanks, Adam. Threesome Adam, thank you for that. But a couple people are like, man, that's a nice wireless mic you got there. I'm like, I know. And then,
are you fucking serious?
But so I didn't know what else to do with it. And I had the footage sitting there and I wanted it to be out there. So I edited it together as best I could. You see my lack of Windows Movie Maker 2 editing skills. But I put the track off of the Book of Matthew called Judgment. I put that when we're showing you around of, you know, what the place is set up like and everything. And then it's me just kind of talking some shit. And that's about it. So that's on the jamhole.com/YouTube. You can check that out. We finally got you out of the house.
Oh, God, sorry.
On Sunday. You know, we didn't really do anything Saturday or Friday. We did the show and everything. And
I wanted to die on Saturday.
You were just going crazy. So I'm like, all right, I got paid Friday. I have a little bit of cash left. Let's go have breakfast and go catch a matinee. We look, and there's no good movies playing. So we're like, well, out of the movies that are playing, I would like to see Saw 6 because I like the gore and the traps are kind of cool and shit. And it's mm-hmm. I've always liked those kinds of movies. I'm not really picky about the movies I watch, obviously.
Yeah.
And out of what was playing,
I'm picky about the movies I have to pay for.
Well, and you didn't pay for it. And it was, you know, it's matinee prices, so whatever. I mean, take it out of the... Well, I'm not going to say that, but just know that I can spend a little bit here and there and not feel bad about wasting money on dumb movies because I've gotten my fill, let's say. I'm a hoarder.
You're a fucking computer hoarder.
Virtual hoarder. But
it's in your blood. Hoarding's in your blood. I'm going to come home one day and that house is going to be full of shit. I'm like, you're retarded.
I would rather be a virtual hoarder than a real life hoarder.
And I'm like,
I can just hit
delete.
I'm
not a real life hoarder.
I know, you fight it.
All.
You fight it. I see it in your eyes sometimes, but you fight it good. And I'm proud of you for that.
I am not a hoarder, but you have the capability of being a real life hoarder.
Virtually.
You have the capability of being a real
life. Not in real life. No. I don't care about that much. It's just things online. I feel like I need to archive all of those, so... we'll talk about it a little bit. I'm not going to ruin anything for you, but I was very impressed at the... Don't fuck with me.
Porter.
I was very impressed with the opening scene of it. They, starts off with a, little skinny black chick and a big old fat white dude. And then, of course, the video player comes on. I want to play a game. And they're, like, all freaked out and shit. And basically what it is the, Doug says, let's see titties. Danny is hoarding the titties. Are you hoarding titties?
Not really.
There will be some titties on the documentary.
There will not be.
Pretty close. Did you see the video? Pretty close.
Those are going to be on the goddamn documentary.
They will be if I ask him, hey, can you slip this in there somewhere?
Let's not.
Gladly.
Just flashes a titty.
Gladly. It's more side boob than anything, but she's got some nice side boob.
Oh my god.
And I have pictures of her. If you guys, I got naked pictures of her. Send me some money. I'll donate money. I'll send you guys pictures. I don't give a shit.
No, you will not.
Send me money. Matt@EES.com. Not info@thejamhole.com. Because she sees those.
And I will kill you.
We'll work something out. Trust me.
You will not. I can log into your shit at any time. The passwords are right there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you want me to lock all this shit the fuck down so all you do when you're at home is sit and stare at a blank screen that says, please log in? Because I'll do it. I'll be an ass.
Don't do that. I'll just break your computer. I'll be like, motherfucker!
Me, angry.
So anyway.
No boobs.
This movie seemed more focused around society's problems and what the companies are that are causing society's problems. And I know I can hear Keith's voice right now saying like, oh, it's not that deep. It's things that kill people and stuff. Like, they tried, okay? And I can suspend my disbelief enough to be like, oh, that is really cool. So you guys know all those check cashing places. They're real skeezy fucking places. They
payday
know
loans,
right,
all that shit.
He abducted two people that worked at one, and their crime was giving people all of this money and setting terms of interest that they know these people will never pay back.
They're banking on the repossession rather than the actual payback.
Right, and by doing that enough times, you're generally lowering the quality of society, because right, the more in debt these people get, the less they give a shit, the more they will be into, like, robbing places and doing, you know, just general debauchery. So mm-hmm, he was like, okay, because you guys are responsible for this, it's time for you to pay your dues. In front of them are two tables, and these people are in their own cages, and they can see each other, and there's two tubes coming into a middle part with a scale, and on each table is a buck knife and a butcher knife, and they're chained up, big metal tables. The video plays, and he's like, they have these things on their heads with big nuts that are screwing into their temples. Big, you know, creepy saw helmet things.
Yeah,
you know what they are.
Of course.
And so,
and like every so often, the fucking screws will dig a little deeper into the temples.
They had 60 seconds, I believe, wasn't it? And every like 10 seconds, the screws would move a little bit more in to kind of motivate
them.
Every
10 seconds.
Well,
it was like,
about that. It was on an interval based time system. So
probably like a minute interval.
The idea was whoever can give the most flesh wins and the other person dies. So you look at her and it's like this little skinny black chick and she's like, oh fuck, because she's up against this big fat white dude. And as soon as the video is like, you have to give your flesh, the white guy's like, I'm not gonna die for you, bitch. And he grabs the buck knife and just sticks it in his side and just starts cutting off pieces of fat. And the black chick's like, oh,
what the fuck do I do?
I'm all skinny and shit. So she sees that there's a surgical tubing there. She takes that, wraps it around her arm, takes the little buck knife, and starts trying to saw into her arm. The whole time, keep in mind, we're in a movie theater with, like, maybe five other people in it.
Uh-huh.
Me and Danny are the only two people laughing. We are howling at this.
Oh,
like, oh, shit, look at that. Oh, shit.
I love it, dude.
Everyone else,
like,
you can hear, like, gasps from everyone else. And it is. It's gory as fuck. And
it's
looks
awesome.
It looks so real. They
it
do
does.
That very, very well. I'm very
impressed.
It looks
impressed. Like my surgery video.
Yeah. It looks so realistic, and these people are just like, oh my god, and we're just back there ruining it for everyone, just like, oh shit, you're gonna beat his fat ass. And so the guy, the big fat guy, keeps sawing out pieces
and he's
of
taking
his,
off hucks
of
fucking of lot, gut, dude.
Taking them and like throwing them in the tube, and it goes down and hits the tray with a thud, just a dull, disgusting. It was so foul. And he's like tipping the scales, and she's like, fuck. She's cutting it like the middle of her arm. She's like, this is not gonna work. Puts down the little knife, grabs the butcher knife, starts hacking at the chain, because they're all the tools are chained to the table, snaps that, takes the fucking butcher knife, and just starts hacking into her arm. Just laying
like,
into it.
Above the elbow.
Yeah, above.
She
like,
was sawing below the elbow.
Right,
now
with
she's
the knife.
Above the elbow.
So then she takes the butcher knife and starts hacking above. There was no sawing involved with the butcher knife. Finally, it counts down to like 5, 4, 3.
She gets her
he's
own
got
arm
like
in the thing.
He's got three big old fat pieces in there. Right at the last second, she gets through her arm and throws it in there like a football, and it hits the thing. Thud, bone, muscle, all that shit. Tips the scale. He loses. The trap goes off, kills him. She ends up going to the hospital. It was the best Saw intro, because you know every intro they have a different puzzle or a what do they call it? A trap.
Yeah.
A different trap in it. This one was the best one that I have seen.
That one was cool. She's like, you just see like the crazy black bitch come out.
She does.
She's
yeah.
She's
like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Whack, whack, Why? It just goes to town, dude. It was so awesome, though. And we're laughing, like, the whole time.
So
honestly,
awesome.
We were laughing through the majority of
pretty
the movie.
Much. I was like, holy shit.
And so I was going to talk about a few of the other traps they had that were kind of cool. I really liked the one where the guy that owns or the head of the insurance company, he's chained up like Jesus, and then the janitor is chained up Jesus. Excuse my face. And they have these masks on. Mm-hmm. And the masks, every time you breathe, it turns gears on this thing that crushes your torso.
Yeah.
He's, you know, a healthy guy, but the Mexican janitor guy was
a smoker.
He couldn't hold his breath very much, so he, you know, he easily beats him. He runs through the thing. And there's a bunch of other cool traps that we're not going to talk all about. I'm sure if you really want to find out about them, you can see it. But I have to say, very, very enjoying
for
the
enjoying.
Gore factor. Don't
I
go,
like the merry-go-round thing.
Yeah, the merry-go-round was cool. Don't go to the movie expecting a deep fucking plot with all these twists
just
and turns.
Just expect the, you know,
it's a gore,
get gore.
Movie.
That's all it
That's
is.
That's all it is, dude.
You
so.
Know, just get some
but
gore.
Did you enjoy your time out of the house?
I did.
I tried to, I didn't know, like, we first were going to go to Bojangles. And then I remembered, fuck us, it's Sunday, right about the time that church gets off.
Oh, it was so packed.
So it was packed, and I'm like, okay, we turn around, and we're like, where can we go eat breakfast that church people won't be at? We'll go to the casino. Ding, ding, ding. So we go to the Montana Nugget and have good breakfast, and then, you know, we made it to the movie and stuff, and that was pretty fun. I felt bad because you were, you know, for me, I come home on the weekends and I just want to chill. And then I'm like, you should just chill. But then I'm thinking, fuck, you've been just chilling for the past 2 weeks. Like, you need to get out of the house. Let's go.
I know. And that kind of reminds me of back, like, when I was with Jake, because when he didn't have a job and stuff, and that was his fault, the reason why he was there. You know, this isn't my fault why I'm here. So it's not like I can really help it that much. But, you know, I would come home from working, and I'd be working these 12, 15, 16-hour shifts. And I'd get home and be like, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go into town and blah, blah, blah? And I understand that he's been locked up in the house and he's bored. And mind you, this was at my mom and dad's place, so he's locked in the house with all those animals and my parents and my brother.
Fuck that noise. Fuck
so
no.
So he's like, let's go out and do something. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go pass out. You know, that sucks. And I kind of understand now.
Right.
A little better. But, you know, then again, I'm not here because my lazy ass won't get a job. I'm here because I got my guts ripped out.
Exactly.
You know, he was there because his
good
lazy
reason.
Ass won't get a job.
Right.
Right.
And so, you know, I bit the bullet and went out. And all day Saturday, you know, I was sitting here working on site stuff. Danny's watching anime. What were you watching? Bleach?
Bleach.
We finished Fooly Cooly. I didn't like it when it first started, but then the more I watched it, the more I got into it, and I did enjoy it. So thank you for sending that Red Fox. I kind
of
fell asleep because this weed is that good, but I'll watch the
ending. The
ending's
really cool. I don't know. It's
so then
weird.
We start watching Bleach because I have, you know, the first disc.
I start watching
of the
Bleach
because
you're
season.
Doing weird stuff.
Well, and I was watching it here and there. I have to say, I watched so much fucking anime this weekend. I was dreaming in anime. And I'll tell you something. Dreams are weird. Dreaming in anime is fucked up, dude.
Really?
I was
you've
so
really
scared.
Been dreaming
I was
in anime.
Dreaming in anime. I was, like, running around, and everything I did was all, like, fucking super, like, slowed down and intense and shit. And I'm like, I'm just wiping my ass. Why is all this weird? What the fuck is going on? And, like, I had, like, yeah, dude, it was so weird. I had, like, two or three dreams to where I was fucking, everything was that colored, and everyone had weird round eyes, and it was so weird, dude. No more anime for you. And this happened to me one other time. When I first got into Trigun, I had the whole series,
Trigun.
And I got so hooked on that, I watched the whole fucking thing. And those, like, four nights after that, I was dreaming that I was, like, a tree person and shit. It was so fucked up, dude. So
I love anime, and I really want to see the second volume of Bleach. And this is ridiculous because I watched up to the point where I am in Bleach, you know, the first volume, the full five discs or whatever, 3 years ago, okay? And they haven't come out with any more English-dubbed fucking Bleach anime in 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years, assholes. Please same come out thing, with the second volume.
It's the same thing with Naruto. I was watching that, and I got up to the point where they stopped dubbing it in English, and I don't like watching that kind of shit if I have to read it. Like, I'll watch movies that I have to read, but if it's anime that I'm trying to enjoy, I don't like watching it, because I'll end up making them say stupid shit, and then I'll just not get any of it.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'll just make fun of it, and it's, well, then you don't get the point, which, what's the fucking point anyway, but, you know.
I actually do pretty well with, you know, subtitled dubs or whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not when they're dubbed with English voices.
It depends how fast it's moving and how into it I am, you know? And
yeah.
If I just, usually if I'm watching anime, I just want to sit back, get stoned, and have my mind blown. I don't want to have to focus on reading and then understand the grammar and this and that. Like, just,
well, with Bleach,
dub it, you know?
You know, a while ago, I got really big into it, and I watched to the point where I am, and I was like, dude, I want to watch more. And so I download the Japanese versions, okay? And I've seen quite a ways into Bleach, like pretty a ways past where we are right now, in Japanese. And because I liked it so much, I would sit there and I'd watch episode after episode of it just in subtitles.
That's what you have to do with those, too, because the way they're
done...
You'll
never fucking get them, because
it's a cliffhanger. They leave you hanging in the middle of it, and you're like, fuck, now I need to know what... Like, they end it every two episodes, so if you're stuck on one of those in-betweens, you're like, I have no closure, I have to know what happens, and then you watch another one, and then they leave you hanging, and you're like, fuck, this is never gonna end ever in my life. Like Dragon Ball Z.
No, that
just
ended.
Never ends.
Well, it took forever, but it ended.
Really?
I had all of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
No thanks. And Bleach, it looks cool, and I'm not that into it because I wasn't fully paying attention. I was watching that while I was editing the anti-vaccine movie and stuff like that. So from what I got of it, though, it looks really cool, but I hate it when the animes are, like, long, drawn out. Like, there's five stories within one story within one episode, and it's just like they get way too into so many different things at once, and I just don't have the patience to be like, okay, let's battle. I don't care if I wanted to watch a love story, I'd watch something else, you know? Like,
I don't know, I
just
enjoy
get on
it.
With
like,
it. Trigun was as deep as I can tolerate. That was just right, I think.
As long as I have the episodes there, I'm not really worried about them, you know, talking before the battle and stuff like that, like drawing it out or whatever. I'm not worried about that lasting too long because, fuck it, I have the next episode right here.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. I'll watch it. It's okay. I get the whole fucking picture this way. I like anime a lot, so I deal with it, but...
Well, that's cool. It's
Chobits,
not for everyone.
Though.
I like certain ones.
You like Chobits, right?
Yeah, Chobits was cool.
It's kind of goofy and funny.
Trigun was my favorite. I really liked the Ghost in the Shell stuff. I really liked the old school Robotech stuff. I was way into, the fuck's that other one called? Akira, Devilman. I was into those movies.
Ghost in the
Wicked
Shell.
Wicked City, Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But the actual cartoons, like Trigun... Inuyasha, I liked a lot.
Inuyasha's
and what's
cool.
The one with the where they're the one where they're like metallurgists or alchemists. Full Metal Alchemy.
I'm
like that one.
I was getting ready to spit that out. I'm like metallist.
Let's play a game. Sounds like.
Yes, Full Metal Alchemist. That's pretty badass.
But yeah, and that's about it. That's as far into it as I like to get.
Oh, I've got more than that.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
We need to finish Chobits, though, because we're about halfway through where we were.
I just haven't had time to do that. I started playing the old Nintendo DS with
I was watching Bleach.
With the fucking... This is what you gotta get if you get a DS. You gotta go with the Easy Pass 3, which this is old, so I'm sure they have more. And then if you look at the camera, I'll show you. You get a little easy flash kit here. And inside that, it takes these... if I can get it out of here. Well, it takes little micro SD cards that you put in there. And then you can just put all your ROMs on that. Boot it with the Easy Pass. You're good to go. Zelda, the Phantom Hourglass. Is that what I was playing?
Yeah.
Right. So I start... I'm like, man, it's been a while since I played that. I have nothing to do right now. I kind of want to play a video game. Sometimes I get the urge to, you know, pop on Unreal Tournament 04 and just blow the fuck out of shit, you know? So I was like, oh, I can't play computer games, so I got a DS Lite. I'll just break that out. And I start playing the Phantom Hourglass, and it loads up and shit, says my shit's all corrupt, it rebuilds, it starts just fine, no problems. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like, it had been
somewhere, like, crazy.
I needed something like when you watch Dexter on Showtime, it's like, previously, on Dexter.
Yeah,
like, that's what I needed. Like, previously, 3 years ago, when you last turned on your fucking Nintendo, dude, this is where you're at. I was so lost. I spent, like, a good hour and a half to 2 hours just running around figuring out what the fuck the buttons were again.
Oh my God.
Like, the other fucking hour and a half to 2 hours I spent trying to get through this godforsaken labyrinth, which reminded me why I quit playing the game in the first place.
That's like, why you saved right there.
I was so pissed. I was like, fuck this level. I'm done with this game.
I know.
So,
I think you got all mad and shut it, and then I turned on anime again. You're like, fuck, and you can't play it.
I know, because every time I'd get so close, and then I'd fucking run out of time. I hate that shit, and I was like, this is why I stopped playing, motherfucker.
Well.
So, but that was fun. I don't know. So I called the Verizon store today.
Oh, yeah? Did you ask them about the droid?
Yeah, they have no idea what it is.
What?
No. I didn't call the stupid, retarded one. But
Did you tell them that you called the other one?
Yeah.
They didn't know? What'd they say?
They said that isn't a corporate store. It's a, I forget what they called it. It was a privately owned satellite store, I think is what they called it. Has nothing to do with the corporate store. They can sell whatever they want. They can participate in whatever specials they want. It's not a true Verizon store. Like, if you had problems with your shit and you needed a Verizon person to fix it or to send it back, mm-hmm. you couldn't do it there. You'd have to go to the actual corporate store.
So what the fuck are they even there for?
It blows my mind. Exactly. For one, what the fuck are you even there for? For two, wouldn't you want to get up on the biggest thing Verizon's ever released since the storm that took a huge smelly number two? Like, you would want to be all up on that, right? They're like, oh, our biggest thing is the storm too. Yeah, good luck with that, dude. So I called up the other one, and I'm like, you know, are you guys going to have the Android November 6th when it comes out? And they're like, yep, we're very excited for it. I'm like, awesome, this is going to be great. Are you guys going to have it for $200, or is it going to be gay and $300, or what? And they're like, this and this and this, let me see your account. And I give them the number, and they're like, well, it looks like you don't have an upgrade. I'm like, no shit. And then I explain what happened because, you know, your phone took a dump and you were going to be left without a phone. So I spent my upgrade to get you a new phone. I've actually had my phone for like 3 years now. I haven't upgraded it yet because nothing worthwhile has come out to upgrade it to. The phone is discontinued now. They don't fucking even make it anymore. And they're like, well, what you probably have to do is just get a... buy it at retail price. And I'm like, oh, okay, is that so like $200, right? And they're like, no, $200 is actually the price with a 2-year contract.
Of course it is.
Without the 2-year contract, she didn't quote me an exact price because she didn't know, but she says it's around $500 or $600. I was like, pardon?
Excuse me? Bacon
powder? So you're telling me that because I'm such a good Verizon customer, I even got my girlfriend a line on my plan and spent wisely my upgrade to get her a fucking phone, you're going to just totally fuck me. And they're like, well, no, but because you've used your upgrade. I'm like, so you're telling me that it would be better if I had been somebody else's customer, not even with Verizon, and then came to Verizon just because I wanted the droid. Well, no, that's not what we're saying. We appreciate your business, but you don't appreciate enough that when you drop the best thing that Verizon's going to probably ever carry, and I want to finally switch my phone, but because I use my upgrade, I can't, then I'm shit out of luck. She's like, well, let me see what I can do. And I'm like, you know, I really need to have this phone when it comes out because we're reviewing it for an internet show. And everyone's expecting us to have this report done. And she's like, oh, okay, well, let me see what I can do. Comes back like a minute later, and she's like, well, the only thing you can really do is add another line for $9.99 a month, and then you can get the good price on the droid. And I'm like, so basically, I have to have another line, a third line, that we're not going to do shit with.
Yeah.
And then pay on that... that just the $9.99 a month to have it because we won't use it. Pay on that for 2 years or a year or whatever until it expires, the contract, and then I can cut it off. Which, I did the math, and that will still be cheaper than paying $600 for the
really?
Phone. Yeah. With the phone, it's $600. Being 10 bucks a month, it'll be like $4-something. So.
Wow, dude.
Totally gay, but I really want it. And my phone is... I need a new phone. It's on its way out, so... It'll be worth it.
You've had that phone since I've known
you. I had this phone since Windows Mobile 6.0 was on it, the very first ones. And I think I told the story on the show about how I called them up because I saw this phone online. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have them here. I'm like, you have it in stock and I can get it when I get there because I'm driving 40 miles to come get it. She's like, oh, yeah. When I got there, they didn't have it. It was they had the demo, but they didn't have any for sale, and I was like, someone told me that this phone was here. They go in the back, they come out with it, they're like, this is the only one we have, we're not supposed to be selling them yet. And she's like, but we'll give it to you because, you know, you were promised and you came from so far away. So I was like, okay, well, I'll have to fucking, you know, I'll be taking that. And that was back when it was Windows 6.0, and it was cool and all, but then, you know...
That was the best thing that they had coming out,
it
right?
It was, for the size, and from what I used to have was the XV6700, which was huge, and as soon as I made a phone call on it, the battery died. So, which I don't use them to talk with that much anyways. I mostly text and use internet, but it sucks that as soon as anyone called me, the battery fucking died. So I went from that to this because at the time, this 6900 had the fastest processor and the most RAM from any PC phones they had. So,
yeah.
And I've kept it for this long, and they're like totally like, well, you're going to be punished for being a good Verizon customer and, you know, using your upgrade to help somebody else, because that's how we do karma here.
That's so lame.
Yeah, so we'll have to fucking get
Doug
a third line.
Doug says he'll take the third line.
Yeah?
He says, on your old phone, I don't care.
Dude, it's all yours, man. It's a cool phone. It still works. Can we sell it and get the line? Just can someone else use it?
No, because bill's still going to be in your name, so they'll have to get you the money.
Oh, yeah, and I trust you for that. So, but she is holding me a phone, a copy of it, and I can pick it up Friday at noon, so I will have it.
Good.
Really excited for it.
They are going to hold it for you.
I'm dreaming of that in anime. Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
We had a little Halloween happened and everything. You know how there's always crazy news stories that come out afterwards.
We didn't have any Halloween that happened.
Most of the, well, we sat here and watched anime. Happy Halloween. Most of all the other podcasts I'm sure you all listened to covered most of these stories. So there's only one real Halloween story I want to talk about. This woman got a trick. Yeah, you know I went there, you know. And not a treat. A Halloween trick-or-treater in Ohio may have gotten a bigger treat than expected. Oh, it was a diamond ring. Trick-or-treat.
What? Smell my feet. Here's a diamond ring.
Give me your ex-wife's diamond ring before I start to beat you.
Fuck. What? Come on.
Hold on. Stop. Close the door. Let me put my mask back on. Take two. But, yeah, in suburban Cincinnati, a woman said she thinks she may have lost her wedding ring when she was tossing candy into trick-or-treaters' bags on Halloween.
Fuck, you'll never find that.
Some yeah,
kid's
right.
Like, woohoo!
Not in Cincinnati.
I'll
no
give this
fucking
to you for $20.
Way. That city has the word sin in it. You think you're getting that back? No fucking way. Elizabeth Olson of Terrace Park said she had the ring enlarged and thinks it may have slipped off her finger when she was throwing candy into the bags, buckets, and pillowcases. Why would you have your ring enlarged?
If you got fatter fingers. She got fat. She's been married for a while, obviously.
No shit. But
so
to
she
where
had
it enlarged.
Falls
and then you lost a bunch of weight?
Maybe.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe it was maybe she thought another size up would have done her, but she, you know, and really in turn only needed a half size. I don't know.
Maybe she was dressed up as her husband's mistress. Like,
oh.
I never got a wedding ring, but the mistress did. So that's what, no.
No.
She's fatter than I am. Olsen is asking people to keep an eye out for the ring and return it to her if they find it. You know where the ring's at, probably.
Where?
Down here at the pawn shop.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You can't pawn anything if you're a kid, you know?
Well,
so.
Obviously, the kid's parents, because kids' parents check their candy. They're like, oh, this must have been for mommy on mistake. Kid's not going to be like, fuck you, bitch, that's a $10,000 wedding ring. Give me it back. Here's the candy. Like, no, dude, a kid's going to be like, okay.
Whatever. Just give him the butterscotch shit.
And the mommy and daddy will go pot it.
Yeah.
That's how it
happens.
Hopefully,
if it was a little kid, but if it was like, you know, 10 to like, because I was still trick-or-treating at like 14,
maybe
15, because I do that, you know.
Kid thinks it's a jewel pop. Oh, yummy.
It cut my lip open. I don't understand. No, but
then the kid dies.
Dude, I trick-or-treated till I was like 15 or 16 years old, dude. I love doing that shit. So what if it was like a teenager kid that's, you know, they gets it and they're like, holy shit, you know, this is worth some money.
Cha-ching.
And they get like one of their older friends to pawn it, you know.
Yeah, either way, you can find it down here at the pawn shop.
Or they give it to their girlfriend like, I love you.
He's like, this is
and
like
they break
eight,
up 2 months later.
Eight sizes too big, but thanks.
Yeah. I didn't have it made for you, bitch.
Yeah, so that's fun. But lucky for her, I'm sure
Berger
everyone
says parents
is
check their kids' candy. Doesn't isn't that like normal for parents to do?
They should be.
Fuck, my parents were like, give me your old bucket of candy. And I'm like, no. We would dump it on the floor and go through it together.
We all know what you guys know. You know what we think of religion and organized churches.
What do we think
churches
of religion and organized
thumbs
churches?
Thumbs down.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
Good. Completely ruining society.
It's all fictitious.
What do you think of Scientology? We haven't ever really talked about them all that much. What? I did talk about, I think, a long time ago, how a girl I used to almost kind of date was a Scientologist, and she had a brother that looked just like her, and me and my brother had this theory that they were all clones.
Explain to me the exact theory of Scientology.
See that book on the bookshelf called Dianetics, second row or second shelf down,
yeah,
all the way on the right? That's the Bible of Scientology.
Okay, that's great. It doesn't tell me anything about it.
Xenu is an alien being. Basically, take the plot from any of your favorite science fiction, intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic type movies.
Intergalactic, planetary.
Right. That's the plot to Scientology.
Aliens?
But a lot of people in Hollywood believe in it, and they are a very rich church. Tom Cruise, Travolta,
aliens?
Maybe not so much anymore. Right.
Aliens.
Right. And there's these things in the human body called thetans, I believe. And that's what causes bad shit to happen. And it's crazy. L. Ron Hubbard, the guy that wrote Dianetics, was a science fiction writer. No one was buying his shit. So he went a different route with it. Ended up
a religion.
Turning it into a tax-free religion. It's
How
crazy.
How long ago did this come about?
The Scientology?
Yeah.
What? Has it been around, what, since like the late 70s, early 80s, I think? Maybe
someone
in the chat.
Because I'm not sure exactly what to think of it. Like, you know, I with aliens
it's
and
bad
stuff,
news.
Aliens,
it's bad news, dude.
Aliens could be real, that's cool, whatever, I don't know.
Well, let me read you this, then tell me what you think about it.
Okay, I'm going to get some OJ.
Okay, for years, the Church of Scientology chased down and brought back staff members who tried to leave. All right, so far, so good, right? And no... She's yelling, no. Any church that chases down members that try to leave the church, maybe not a good idea, maybe. Ex-staffers describe being pursued by their church and detained, cut off from family and friends, and subjected to months of interrogation, humiliation, and manual labor. Bad news bears, dude, I'm telling you. These guys are nutty boos. They are so fucking rich and powerful and crazy, and they fuck shit up if need be. One said he was locked in a room and guarded around the clock. Some who did leave said the church spied on them for years. That's cool. Like, you're done, Doug says, you mean like the Catholics? Right, but without the science fiction aspect to it. And like, how creepy is that? I'm done, you guys. It's like the mob. You don't leave the mob. The mob leaves you. And usually not in a very good situation.
So basically Scientology is like a mob.
Kind of. It's a mob mentality, if you had to say. Some who did leave said the church spied on them for years. Others said that as a condition for leaving, the church cowed them into signing embellished affidavits that could be used to discredit them if they ever spoke out. You're going to sign this made-up proper legal document. I mean, we made it up, but it is a proper notarized legal document saying you fuck little kids and you hire prostitutes and you sucked off a horse one day way back when. And Doug says, oh, it's Methodist. Yeah, like the Methodist, but crazier. Like, they'll make you sign this legal document.
Blackmail.
So that... Why?
It's blackmail.
It is. It's total extortion.
So that
dude.
Way they can't speak out about them in the future saying that.
But
oh,
if,
this is
and
total
if they
bullshit.
Do, all of a sudden these papers surface and you go to jail for whatever the affidavit said.
That's ridiculous.
A church, keep in mind. I mean, a sci-fi church, but a church nonetheless. Tax
you know,
free.
I can see, you know, the whole sci-fi church thing going on, and I don't care what the fuck you believe
the
in,
the Church
whatever.
Of the Jedi.
But the whole thing about blackmailing people and then, like, stalking
Jam.
Them if they leave the church, you know, things
Jam
like
hole
that.
Church.
Yeah, dude, believe
if you leave, like, when we lose listeners, we don't go to their fucking house and be like, how you doing?
How come you stopped listening?
Remember us?
Yeah. Are we still on your iTunes? Because
Are you still subscribed?
Who are you subscribed to now?
I noticed you didn't vote for us last month.
Yeah. What's
like
up
parked
with that?
Out front of your house, like taking your little sister to school and shit. Like, hey, how you doing? Creepy
okay.
fucking shit. Scientology, you are creepy fucking shit.
That is weird. If they didn't do things like that, then I could say, you know, fine. It's a legitimate religion. Have fun believing in aliens and weird things in your
right.
body.
Right. Have fun
bad
extorting
things.
All of this tax-free millions, you know? Cool, guys. Enjoy that. The St. Petersburg Times has interviewed former high-ranking Scientology officials who coordinated the intelligence gathering and supervised the retrieval of staff who left or, quote, blue.
Blue.
Blue. It's like that thing that happened in France with them. Did you read about that or hear about that at all?
No.
In the U.S., I guess, I let me... This is going to be a long shot here.
Okay.
In U.S. churches, in U.S., the churches don't pay taxes, right?
Right.
I guess in other countries, maybe that's not the case.
They do?
So in France, definitely the Scientologists was, the church was making all of these purchases and all this shit, not paying any taxes, uh-huh. because in the U.S., it's a tax-free thing.
Right.
But not in France. So the France government was like, you
hey,
owe
you
us.
Motherfucker, pay us your taxes.
Exactly. And they were like, no, we're Scientologists. And they were like, well, we're France. We don't give a shit. And they, like, took them to task for it.
Nice.
But, I mean, if that's a rough, like, that was a Josh version, a Big Mouse version of what really happened. But I'm, yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay.
But this is some fucking
well,
crazy
it should be,
fucked
they
up
should
shit.
They should have to pay fucking taxes.
All churches should have to pay fucking taxes. Get the fuck out of here with that.
They make the most money out of any other organization. Every one of them, dude. Churches make more. It's ridiculous.
No, it's cool. Don't humble yourself. It's fine. Just build more mega churches, please. Marty Rathbun, former church official and confidant of Miscavige, whoever that is, said the leader specially targeted those he had edged aside during his rise to the top or anyone he feared might threaten his position or the church if left alone on the outside. You are like, this is like CIA covert ops making people disappear type shit in the name of, you can't say the Lord. What do they call it? Does anyone know in the chat what they don't call it, you know, we praise the Lord. We praise the, what is it? The flying
the
saucer?
Alien name thing?
Xenu? We praise the Xenu? Is that what it is?
Probably. What's
do you
the
know?
Xenu? Is that the name of the aliens they
yeah,
think?
Yeah, that's the name of the almighty alien god whatever thing.
Well, then that's probably what they say.
Hey, adults, do you know how silly that sounds?
Hey, I'm an adult, and I know exactly
dude,
how silly that
like,
sounds.
But can you explain this to somebody and have them take you seriously?
Not many.
You'd be like, wait, you believe in what? Pardon? Okay.
It's an alien?
I'm gonna just go stand over here, you creepy fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
like Christianity sounds more believable to me than that
right.
shit.
Right. Like,
know?
I will gladly believe that a dude died and 3 days later came back from the dead after hanging on a cross and getting his ass completely beat after having given birth from being impregnated by not a real dick. I will believe that before I believe, ooh, look at Xenu and the flying saucer thing. Cool. And the secret. cool, guys. Unfucking believable. And they have so much money! That's what blows my mind. You believe in the most retarded fucking thing, and you are loaded.
But you make so much money.
You are disgustingly loaded with money. That
I mean, at least Christianity has the Bible to go. I mean, I know it's been rewritten a billion times, but
established historical thing
that was there. What do they have to go on? They're like, oh, well, there was crop circles here.
Yeah, right.
No,
no, they go on their little bullshit meters, their thetan meters, and just whatever the people at the top tell them. It's a weird
cows
religion,
rolling
and
around
where,
and like,
but it's not. They don't tell you all that whack shit when you first go there. It's a religion to where the more money you pay and the higher up you climb, the more things you get to know. So right away, it's not like, oh yeah, we're all waiting over here for Xenu, who will be coming in about, oh, I don't know, 23 years. It's like, do good, and you're not doing good because your body is full of thetans. And, like, it's so retarded, and people are like, oh, okay, yeah, I can get behind that. Yeah. Really? How are you still alive? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
When the church founder L. Ron Hubbard was in charge, quote, there were no fences, Rathbone said. If somebody blew, they blew. It wasn't until these purges started with Miscavige? How would you say that? Miscavige? Let's call it Miscavige. Where he was creating enemies and people became a threat to him. That went into this overdrive scenario, you think? Church spokesman Tommy Davis categorically denied Miscavige knew about or was involved in the pursuit of runaways or spying on former members. That wasn't me. He said Rathbone and other former staff are liars, taking their own misdeeds and blaming them on Miscavige and the religion they have forsaken. Hey, you know what this guy was doing? You were doing it. You were doing it.
God damn
it. You were doing it. Isn't that what this sounds like?
Yes.
Wow, guys.
Very much so.
An immature thing for immature religious people. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Miscavige redefines the term religious leader, Davis says. While some of the Times sources are on the lunatic fringe of anti-Scientology, he said there are real they are the real villains who Miscavige dismissed for suborning perjury, obstruction of justice, and wasting millions of dollars on parishioner funds. He accused the Times of naked bias and engaging in tabloid journalism. Is this tabloid journalism? What we're doing here?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not the one that believes in flying saucers and Xenu, though.
No.
You kind of gave them something to go on with that. That's so sad.
That's so stupid.
It is. People believe in some dumb shit. It's like I wrote in one of the show notes. It's like two fucking deities came down and was like, hey, watch this. I'll bet you $5 I can. And the other one was like, no way. And he's like, yeah, dude, watch this. And they told, and people do. He's like, you owe me $5. That's what it reminds me of. So retarded. The story of how the church commands and controls its staff is told by the pursuers and the pursued, by those who sent spies and those spied upon, by those who interrogated and those who rode the hot seat. In addition to Rathbun, they include Mike Rinder, who for 25 years oversaw the church's Office of Special Affairs, which handled intelligence, legal and public affairs matters. What church do you know of needs, like, intelligence? Like you're going out keeping track of each and every person that comes to your church, how they
look,
everything.
You shouldn't need intelligence for your church.
You shouldn't be worried about that. Your concern is saving people, not spying on them and making sure
they
do.
Or helping people see the way you see or
whatever.
That's
how you know this is a bum church.
Yeah.
They say,
did you say there's like some famous people and stuff involved
with
this? Like
tons
John Travolta
of fucking,
and shit?
Half of Hollywood, I would say, is Scientologists.
Are you fucking serious?
Seriously, dude.
I guess actors are dumb. It is such a huge movement. Yeah, I guess actors are dumb, but seriously, some of them I thought were smart.
I know.
So.
I used to respect you, Tom Cruise. You were brilliant in Magnolia. Come on. Respect the cock.
Wait, Cruise is a fucking...
Tom Cruise is Scientology all the way, for sure.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
See, I've heard about Scientology, but I never really knew what it was. I didn't really care too much to even look.
Doug says all of them, they all need intelligence because they are stupid. All caps.
He also says, I believe in the Force. So,
hey,
thanks.
We all believe in the Force.
I know you were trying to kill me with your mind bullets at breakfast the other day. I got a cool picture of that if you guys want to see that. It's
that
on
cool
thegemhole.com/Danny and on the forums.
So this guy, Mike Rinder and Rathbun, said they had private investigators spy on perceived or potential enemies. What kind of church should do that? Like, turn the other cheek. Well, I guess they don't believe that. I need to read Dianetics. I wish I knew as much about Dianetics as I did about normal religion. That would be so awesome. I have that book.
Maybe I should read it, and that way I'll know it.
Doug says, respected Tom Cruise? Damn, Matt, I used to respect you. No, back when he was good. Did you ever watch Magnolia? I thought that was a cool
part. I never watched
it.
I have no idea
I enjoyed
what it
that. And the Mission Impossible movies? Come on, dude.
Come on, I've seen those.
Like, come on, dude. It's Mission Impossible. And maybe I'm just digging myself a hole. I was almost going to say Minority Report, but then I was like, they're going to get you on that one.
I actually liked that one.
I liked the technology in that one.
I did, too. It was cool.
Is that okay?
I don't know. I liked the whole plot of it. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. They say they had an operative infiltrated
Doug says
group.
When he was good? What?
I liked him in Ferris Bueller. Nice. Was he in Ferris Bueller? I don't remember that.
I have no
idea. They say they had an operative infiltrate a group of five former Scientology staffers that included the Gilham sisters, Terry and Janice, two of the original four messengers who delivered Hubbard's communications. They and other disaffected Scientologists said they were spied on for almost a decade. For the last 10 years of your life, you have to watch out. That's fucking creepy,
dude. That's stupid. Why are you going to be spied on for 10 years?
Because they know they're doing some messed up junk, and they know maybe some of these people know a thing or two they shouldn't. That's fucking creepy, dude.
Let's go infiltrate some fucking Scientology churches and see if they follow us.
Honestly, I will fuck with a lot of different shit for a while until we are a little better, more armed. That came out well. Until we're bigger and badder. I don't think I want to fuck too much with the Scientologies.
I would like to do it
through
and
our
then,
windows.
You know, leave the church or whatever. And
you never leave the church.
They can't make you sign something or whatever. They can't do that.
You'd be surprised, dude.
And I'd be like, well,
they do it with their mind bullets. That's why I've been training. I've been studying my mind bullets. I've been harnessing the chi from within. I'm
but
getting ready to go
smart
to war.
And you actually have a head on your shoulders, you can talk your way out of that.
Just shoot you in the face, dude. Like, okay, well.
They're not the mafia.
They kind of are turning into the mafia, dude.
Are they killing people that leave the church?
Yes, some. It's fucked up, dude. Gary Moorhead, the security chief for 7 years at the church's international base in the desert of East Los Angeles, he said he helped develop the procedure the church followed to chase and return those who ran, and he brought back at least 75 of them. Quote, I lost count there for a while.
Whoa.
That's fucked. Staffers signed a waiver when they came to work at the base that allowed their mail to be opened, Moorhead said. His department opened all of it, including credit card statements and other information that was used to help track runaways. Don Jason...
Runaways?
Right?
Are you serious?
You mean going home? Yeah, that's what I said. You're a runaway, pussy. That's creepy, dude. Don Jason, for 7 years, the second-ranking officer at Scientology's spiritual mecca in Clearwater, supervised a staff of 350. Need about 350. He said that after he ran, he turned himself in and ended up locked in his cabin on the church cruise ship, the Free Winds. He said he was held against his will. And then there's the story of the cook, his wife, and the movie stars. And then it goes on to tell a story about Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman and all that fucked up shit. It's crazy. Dude, are you guys overhearing about this, or do you want to hear about this? Because
I'm over
it. It's a quick
it.
Story about
sad.
It. You guys can read it. Just know that there's a bunch of messed up junk going on, and you can read this story at thegemhole.com when I do the show notes.
Scientologists are
Scientologists,
at the bottom of
it. Not good. Let's move on, shift gears for a minute, get into a little bit of something I like to talk about personally.
Can we get on some gorier topics?
About an 11-year-old girl.
Okay.
Who gave birth.
All right.
On her wedding day.
All right.
While still dressed in a white gown and a little tiara.
Oh, cool.
Here's a quote from her. Ready?
Ready.
I am excited to have a new toy. End quote.
Whoa.
Woo!
Oh my god.
Woo! Huh? Cordizia Zelikazafikova from Bulgaria. Oh wait, does it matter if it's in Bulgaria? I don't think anyone cares, right?
Bulgaria.
Moving on.
No, dude, seriously, 11 years
she
old?
Gave
I didn't
birth.
Know you could have a kid 11 years old. Do the kids have their periods at 11?
Yes, you can.
Fuck, dude. Doesn't that can like kill a kid though?
You think
at that young?
Yeah, if the baby is bigger than the like, no shit.
This
dude.
Kid's gonna be 8 years old when the mom's like what?
Yeah.
What 19?
Cordeza Zilikajoka blah, 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 from Bulgaria gave birth to 2.4-kilogram baby girl Violetta last week, but left the hospital with her newborn after only an overnight stay to finish the wedding ceremony. The schoolgirl said she and her 19-year-old husband, met in the playground of her school. It's not important. See, that's why I just said blah, 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 blah. They met in a playground of her school in the industrial town of Sliven after he saved her from bullies. She's 11, bro. You're what?
19?
Almost 20? Really?
You can just walk up and bop.
Oh, hey, honey. Here I come to save the day. I just saved your life. Now you have to marry me. See, I'm playing this out like an anime in my head, and it's all fucked up. Oh, but don't I love to do that? Ha ha ha!
Thundercats, ha! That's what it is, dude.
Hi!
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 Hi, the kid!
The schoolgirl said she and 19-year-old husband met in the playground. He said the pair began a sexual relationship, even though she did not know what a condom was, and fell pregnant within a week of them meeting. What?
You didn't even know what condoms were. I doubt
hey,
you 19- even knew what sex was.
Hey, 19-year-old, what are you doing hanging out at the playground in the first place?
And boning 11-year-olds.
Hey, do you know what a condom is?
No.
Me neither. Not important. Let's bone.
Okay.
Like, really? Oh, and now you're a dad. That sucks, dude. You just ruined two lives. Plus, you're probably going to be dumb enough to have it. Three lives.
She gave birth.
Yeah. That is effed up.
At 11 years old, dude.
Now, check this out. She's into it. Quote, I'm not going to play with toys anymore. Hi, I have a new toy now. Ha, ha, ha. She is so beautiful. I love her so much. Ah, ha, ha. Hi.
You're not gonna love her when you're 16 and trying to party and
Violetta is the child and I must grow up now. Hi. I am not going back to school. I am a mother now. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe if you wait a couple years, you both can go to school.
I know, right?
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
Go join Scientology. They need more people like you.
Once
there.
The baby is old enough to go to kindergarten, she could actually go back to high school.
Yeah. And that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I salute this place.
Wow, dude. Having a baby at 11 years old, that ruins your life.
Cordiza said she did not realize she was pregnant until her grandmother pointed out her weight gain. Ah, ha, ha.
Are you
I just
serious?
Thought I'd eaten too many burgers. Ah, ha, ha, ha. But Mr. Dmitriev could be jailed for up to 6 years for having sex with a girl under 14.
Under 14?
Really? You should have waited like 3 more years, dude. You would have been A-OK. You would have been 23. She would have been 14. I'll allow it.
Oh, my God.
Bulgaria? Okay, cool. Why not? Why the fuck not? Quote, I'm scared. I want to look after... Oh, wait. This is the dude.
Yeah, okay.
I'm scared. I want to look after my wife and child. Ha ha. Instead, I may be going to prison. Ha ha. Oh, no. I made a mistake, but I'm not going to apologize for that, because now I have beautiful Violetta. Hoi.
Hoi.
Cortez said she was not planning on having any more children. Really? 11-year-old? Hey, 11-year-old.
Really?
What are your plans for life?
I'm going to play with my new dolly. Hi.
Really?
Oh,
amazing.
God.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
11 years old, dude. Seriously. Like, what are you going to do when your mom wants to throw you a party for your 16th birthday or something? You're not going to be able to do shit because you have a fucking baby.
Yeah?
That's walking and probably talking by then. That's 5 years later.
You know what
your
you could do?
Your baby will be 5 years old and you'll be 16.
You could do what this Mount Vernon mother did and play basketball with the baby.
Please enlighten me. That makes me happier.
Well, you play basketball with the baby.
Like
you
throw it in a hoop.
Like a five-month-old infant was in critical condition at Westchester Medical Center on Friday after being slammed to the sidewalk at least 2 to 3 times
nice.
By his mother.
Nice. 2 to 3 times?
Yeah. Because it bounced
wow.
and she hit.
I don't think it bounced, dude.
Just the, I thought, hey, kick the baby.
That's what Burger just said. Kick the baby.
Oh,
not
thank
the
you.
Mama. No,
thank
yeah.
you, Xenu, for this story. I appreciate it. It's things like this. Just when I'm like, man, nothing new ever happens anymore. This comes. I love
what,
you.
He threw the, okay, read on, please.
The mother was naked and screaming in the street.
Okay,
bouncing,
another plus.
Bouncing
sweet.
The child.
A naked woman runs out of the house with a baby over
hey,
her head. What do you do?
Do you think the first time she went to bounce it and it didn't bounce, she's like, oh, it must be flat. She went and took a bike pump and like,
no.
What the fuck?
No, I don't think so.
That'd be so fucking
no,
awesome.
No.
I like to think that's what happened.
Yeah, it didn't.
One of the many bystanders who watched in horror or awesome
yes.
awness as
I'd
the
have
20.
Been like, oh.
See, again, we haven't done one of these in a while, but if I was a billionaire, I'd pay an easy mil to have been one of those bystanders
know,
being
right?
like, oh shit.
Like, just stand there like,
put
oh.
some air in it.
It'll bounce better.
They always bounce back. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
They watched in horror as the 23-year-old woman raised the baby above her head and then slammed him to the ground and was able to snatch the baby away and deliver him. Wait. How? One of the people watching saw her do that and slam the baby into the ground and then snatched the baby away and brought it to the cops.
Oh.
A bystander. That wouldn't have been me. I would have tripped the dude.
Like, no, like, let her keep going.
Come on, let's see where she goes
let's
with this.
Let's watch this. Okay, cool.
Okay, and action. We're filming a reality TV show here. The guy says, evidently, that good Samaritan picked the baby from the sidewalk and ran from the mother, he said. The ambulance had not yet arrived to the scene in front of St. Ursula's Roman Catholic Church. Really, God? You let this happen in front of your church?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
the unmarked, the, what? Chong said, so he and Deputy Chief James Dumpster jumped into their unmarked police vehicle with the unconscious but breathing baby and took him to the hospital. And then the infant got transferred to the other hospital where he was listed in critical condition and really,
yeah,
really fucking pissed off.
So
really
it
pissed off. So far. The infant has bleeding in his brain and a broken femur. Whatever that is.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
The woman was taken to Mount Vernon Hospital where she is undergoing psychological evaluation. Yeah? You think? It has been determined she had too many thetans running around in her body. She'll be taken back to the Scientology mothership.
Right.
And we'll cleanse her. We'll give her a good cleansing. We'll make her pure.
So this baby has got bleeding in the brain. That's going to put pressure on the brain. It's going
the
to give it severe brain
just
damage.
And, kill it.
Yeah, it's going to be retarded.
Just kill it, please.
It's going to be another, you know, piece of shit that wrecks other people's lives.
That's going to bounce a baby and get a fucking 11-year-old pregnant.
Right.
That's a good idea. I should forward this story to the last person, the last story, and be like, do this.
Do this.
Do this instead, and do it good.
Do it harder.
Police units arrived within seconds of receiving the calls, he said. By then, a large group of bystanders had gathered, including the man who rescued the baby. And she is expected to be charged following her evaluation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think?
Well, at least because she did that, she's not going to go to, like, you know, pound me in the ass penitentiary prison or anything. She's going to go to soft, cuddly fucking psych ward or whatever for the rest of her life.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah, because that's you could definitely plead insanity for that. I mean,
like, I bounced my baby like
outside,
a basketball.
No, I ran outside really naked with my baby over my head and slammed it on the ground 3 times.
I'm really not sane.
Yeah, I don't feel right in the brain at all. I thought there were demons in my child.
So
it ate my cookie.
this last story before we call it a night here. This has a picture you really probably need to see. Sorry, I forgot to print it out, but you can go to thejamhole.com when I do the show.
Maybe
notes.
I'll just scoot over there right now.
A naked man who climbed out of a window. Okay. See that? There's a naked man. He hid on the ledge to escape his lover's furious husband.
Oh,
someone happened to be walking down the street, took a picture of him, and now he is being shunned by his community.
Nice.
His name is Sun Mang. Has been given the cold shoulder by his community after the extraordinary picture of him cowering naked outside the flat were posted on the internet. That's so awesome. Whoever was like, oh, look at this. Put it on the internet. And now everyone's like, you are cheating. Ah. The terrified 25-year-old fled from the balcony window when he was caught in bed with the man's wife at the married couple's flat in Chengdu. Central
your wife's
China.
A slut.
Photographs.
Don't tell you that.
I know. I don't get why.
It's not his fault.
Unless,
why is he shunned?
Hold on.
He was lying, so he's not going to get his ass kicked.
Well, right.
By the slut's fucking husband.
But unless the girl got raped, it's probably her fault.
Yes.
Unless, I mean, right? Am I right?
You should shake the dude's hand and be like, thank you.
I knew she was a slut.
Exactly.
Photographs of the angry showdown taken by a startled neighbor were uploaded to a local community website. They show Sun perched on the first floor ledge while his lover is confronted by her unnamed husband inside. Awkward. Could you imagine, like, standing out there like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
I'm naked.
It is. I will say, though, it's a good thing penis is so small.
So small.
Otherwise, you know, they could print that in the newspaper because penis is so small.
I got to watch a clip of, like, Japanese porn the other day, and this chick was sucking off this dude, and his penis was, like, so small. Like, it looked like
so
she was eating, like... like, a half already sucked on popsicle. Like, it had already been sucked on half the way down, so the thickness and the length
nice.
Was that small.
All right.
And it was, like, so small. Like my like my pinky or something.
Doug says, was it cold out there?
Oh, and then we're fucking, and then she's all moaning and crazy and stuff, and he's like, I'm like, how is that?
We were driving home the other day. Here, let me finish this up. Then okay. We're going to talk about that real quick because that blows my mind also. quote, my family is ashamed and none of my own neighbors will talk to me anymore because penis so small.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I know what I did was wrong, but I was afraid he would kill me. Again, because penis so small and little balls, too. Quote, people are even laughing at how I look naked because, again,
penis so small.
Penis so small. But I have to point out, it was a very cold day, he added. No, dude, your penis just so small.
Exactly.
You're Chinese. Big Chinese.
Get over it. It's okay,
Chinese,
dude.
Penis so small.
That's
you
why
American,
we have big, manly,
big,
white dudes.
Big, humongous American penis.
Or big black dudes with ginormous penises fucking your tiny Asian
That's
women.
That's funny. He pointed that out in the paper, though. Qingdao, capital of Sichuan province in southwestern China, has a population of about 11 million. About 10 of those 11 million people, penis, so small.
So small.
In 2003, the Chinese government relaxed its traditional hold over the private lives of its subjects by allowing them to marry without the permission of their bosses. You guys just passed that in 2003? Hey, China, how's your world?
Not so good.
Hey, guess what we just passed? We just passed a law. Check this out. You're never going to believe this. It's going to blow your mind, okay? We just passed a law that says the people we rule over, now, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
They can marry whoever they want. Does that blow your mind? I know, but penis is so small. But you can marry anybody. That's, wow. Whoa. Where did you guys think of that from? That's amazing.
They stole it from us.
So you're like, well, how can people be into this? What about
the
deaf?
How can
you
be into tiny penises?
Distorted view, the deaf fetish forum that Tim finally got accepted into to infiltrate.
That I don't understand
these
either.
These people are giving people tips on how to become deaf. Because that's what they're into.
They get off on being deaf or being... I mean, I understand fucking a deaf person because
right.
that can make some cool noises.
But you're making... You are listening to super loud white noise with headphones on and taking
air horns
and holding them up to your ears and going... One, that blows my mind. Like,
so
how
bad,
could you...
Your ears would bleed.
I know. But hey, I get off on that. Dude, don't judge me. I get off on that.
That's so fucked up, dude.
It is fucked
up,
dude.
Why would you want to be deaf? Why the fuck would you want to make yourself deaf? I don't get it.
It's so hot. You wouldn't understand.
All right,
you can hear.
This reminds me of the,
you know,
like, mermaid
hot?
Thing. Can I get a spell to turn me into
huh?
a mermaid or whatever?
Huh? That's what's sexy. Huh?
What?
I didn't... Pardon? Huh?
Oh,
what? Huh? Really? That's what you get off on?
They'd have to start signing
hey, honey,
or something.
Huh?
This reminds
huh?
me of
huh?
when... Stop that, please.
Sorry.
When Tim was talking about somebody asking for spells to turn them into a mermaid.
Yeah, yeah,
and
they're like... And
the
like,
best one, basically, you have to drown yourself.
Yes.
And
don't worry.
So
this,
great.
You'll feel like your lungs are filling up with water. This means the spell
is
working.
But if
and
you submerge for air, it will quickly reverse.
They're selling it for like $100.
God fucking...
I'm gonna start...
Oh, my God.
If people believe in this dumb fucking shit, I'm gonna start selling them dumb fucking shit. I'm going to start selling spells.
Yeah.
I said
it. We should come up with it.
I got Wiccan books.
Making cool spells.
What kind of spell you want? You want to make your dick bigger? You want to make your hearing disappear? I'll sell the deaf people spells to make their hearing come back. Boom. What are you going to do about
so
that?
It's just so dumb. It's like, why would you even believe for a second that drowning yourself will turn you into a mermaid? Or
I know!
That being deaf is sexy. Or that a penis so tiny is going to get you off. I don't get it.
Doug says, so you can't hear the woman bitch afterwards? What about my needs? What about my needs? Huh? Pardon?
No, there was this porno of the dude fucking the deaf chick, and she's like...
I know! Like, you would have to be deaf to be able to fuck that, you know? Like, I don't think you can fucking do that.
I don't know why you would want to do that. Like, maybe because they just want their world to be quiet? I don't know.
Burger,
don't you like music? Fuck.
Burger says, I want my dick big enough to fuck Smashley.
Oh,
all right, man. Well, I think we got a voicemail real quick to play before we get out of here.
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Josh from the Big Mouth Podcast.
Hi.
I was listening to your Friday episode,
uh-huh.
and you guys were talking about, like, 80% of dudes have HPV, or it was 50%, and then it turned 80%, and then you guys, you said there's no way to test for it, so how the fuck do they know how many dudes have a HPV, you know? It's just my awesome science investigatory skills at work right there. Just thought I'd drop that one on you. Explain that one.
I will.
Okay, hold on. Can I go first?
Okay, you go
okay,
first.
Okay, Josh, look at your dick. You see those lumps on it? Those are warts. Now, they count up how many of you guys have those on your dick, and that's how they test for it.
Well, if you don't have
boom.
The warts, because, see, they can tell the difference between HPV and herpes, obviously. You know, I mean, they could test, and if it's not herpes, it's HPV. There's only a couple things that cause genitalia warts.
Genitalia!
Oh, my God. Stop being stoned,
I'm stoned.
Anyway, but, like, you know, obviously the people that have warts that come in, that's documented right there. So they're like, okay, that's a case of HPV in men. All right. Another
now
way,
take that times it by two, and that's how many women have it. Booyah!
Anyway, the reason why we know how many men have it is because of how many women have it.
Oh, suck on that knowledge.
Because women don't carry the HPV virus.
Duh.
The male does. It's actually a gene that's suppressed and carried.
You do.
You can have it, not know it, but give it.
Burger says, that is what those are? Fuck, I think I will go get checked.
Oh my God, Burger. But no, it's because it's been proven. It's a gene.
It's a gene? Like it's a virus.
It's not, well, I don't know.
Human
human
boboli virus.
Oh my God. Sorry. It's a human papilloma virus. But it's like having, what do you call it? What is it?
Okay. Let's play
hepatitis.
The game, right? 30 seconds
hepatitis.
On the clock.
I got it already.
Hepatitis.
It's like having hepatitis, the kind that doesn't do anything to you.
That's a virus, though, isn't it?
Right. I don't know how the fuck you carry it.
Can we just say vaccines cause it?
No.
Oh.
Because they don't. Vaccines don't cause anything.
Vaccines cause everybody.
Get better or sometimes
everything.
Get sick, but whatever.
Doug says no, they carry babies, as they should.
Ouch. Wow. No, this bitch should not carry babies. But, no, it's been, you know, shown that men carry the gene. It's like men carrying, fucking colorblindness.
Okay, Josh, you're right. We're retarded. You count warts. That's going to be my answer. Moving on.
It's how many chicks have it.
That's right. All right. Well, you got anything? Doug says Scientology causes it.
Yeah.
Also that.
No,
also
it's how
that.
Many chicks have it because chicks actually don't carry the
chicks
virus
are
to
whores.
Spread it.
Can we just sum
so
it
the
up
the only
with
way
that?
They can get it is if a guy gives it to them. So, meaning.
Because chicks have weak immune systems and can't take care of it like guys can. Because we're men.
Because
men
chicks
men.
Weren't born with it. That's why.
I wasn't born with it.
Men are born with it. Yes, they are.
All of us?
Probably.
It's because our moms are whores.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
do
thank you, guys.
Do some research, dude. Look it up. I don't fucking
know. It's caused by
it.
Thetans. I'm going to go with Doug's answer is Scientology.
Thetan?
It's caused by Thetans. Thank you. So thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number
266.
Like I said earlier, thejamhole.com/YouTube. Check out the stupid anti-vaccine video I put together. It's kind of retarded, but it's another video.
And you guys can look forward to my surgery video coming up pretty soon because it's getting around that
time. We're going to send that out to McNally probably tonight. I'll make the torrents for him, and he'll put all that shit together. It'll be nice. Other than that, you can see our 250 video at thejamhole.com/250. You can email us, info@thejamhole.com. Leave us messages, 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. Stop by, take the poll. It's free. You don't have to sign up or anything dumb like that. And, yeah, we'll see you guys Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jamhole.com.